Welcome to On the Verge. I am your host, Kara Bradley, bringing you another week, another weekly episode of No Hype Advice, that's for sure. Essential practices and strategies that we can all use every day, and just ways to wake up, show up, and shine. There's so much that I am passionate about and so excited to share with you. So thank you for joining in. Please make sure you check out my website, karabradley.net, and download your free ebook of 5 practices, basically mini wins, to live in flow. So check that out at karabradley.net. Lots of other resources there for you. I email just once a week. I promise not to spam. I promise not to oversell. I am here to help you dig deep, find your own strategies, find your own personal ways to optimize your well-being and performance. And that's why I'm here. So I'd love to continue to engage with you. So please be sure, once again, karabradley.net. Give us your email and we will keep you loaded with strategies. Today, I'm excited to talk to you about something really basic in my world, but something I don't often talk about, which is the flow cycle. What is the flow cycle? We can't live in flow 24/7 when we look at flow as an optimal state of being. There's going to be highs and lows. What is that all about? And really, how are you moving through this cycle? Because you are, but you may not recognize it. And when we recognize it, it gives us power. Power in recognition. There's power in noticing our states of being. There's so much power and ability to then shift when we know what we're dealing with, as opposed to just living through life and going through struggle and going through different emotions and really not understanding how to maneuver or navigate our states of being. And that's really what, when it comes down to what I do, it's really about navigating our states of being and making our optimal state our default state so that we live there more often. That's what it's about. So this flow cycle, the flow cycle comes from, I've learned it from my friends, Stephen Cutler and Jamie Wheel of the Flow Genome Project, of the Flow Research Collective. These guys are diving in and teaching it and pulling it apart and making it current and relevant, but really originally coming back from Herb Benson of Harvard, who wrote The Relaxation Response, a seminal book really written, I think, in the 70s on how we can shift our states through very simple tools such as breath that I talk about so often here. So this is a deep dive show, a deep dive podcast, you know, not just skimming the surface and talking about some simple strategies, but really going down a level deeper to start to master our states, to start to be able to choose our state of being instead of letting the world choose it for you. So that's really, you know, what so much of what I talk about comes down to. Empowerment is really about being in the driver's seat, being able to see clearly and know clearly what we need to do to optimize ourselves in this moment, to choose optimally in this moment. So this flow cycle and just the way I'm going to lay it out for you is a way to help you become more aware of what state you're in and not to get stuck in a struggle phase or not to get, not to drop out because the struggle is real, because you're feeling like, oh my gosh, I can't, I got to quit because this isn't working. All right, here we go. So the flow cycle is just a very general discussion about how we move in and out of states and how we actually shift into flow. So the flow cycle, if you just imagine a circle, at the top we've got struggle, then we have release, then we have flow, and then we have recovery. And if you go online and you, and I'll put some links in the show notes to see the imagery, because sometimes it helps for us visual learners to see actually the flow cycle at work, then it can help you to recognize where you're at in any given point of the day, actually. So let's start with struggle, because that's where most of us get tripped up. Are you struggling? What are you struggling with? What's going on when you struggle? So for instance, many of us struggle when we are in the initial planning phases of any project. We struggle when we overload our brain. It's tough, right? It's tough to get started. Last week I talked about start before you're ready, because oftentimes we overthink everything. We overthink and we end up struggling and then quitting. And so this flow cycle helps us to become aware that we can struggle efficiently. We can struggle to get to the next phase of the flow cycle and not just drop out and turn on Netflix and binge watch. What are we binge watching these days? Russian Dolls. Okay, I started binge watching that, but kind of dropped out. Anyway, so struggle. For instance, right now, I'm in struggle phase in a new article that I'm writing. I'm trying to up-level my article, my article efficiency or my capacity to write, a more meaty article, and I'm struggling in it. And so every morning, when I sit down to write, I put on that Pomodoro timer. I talked about that a few episodes ago. And I try to do at least 2 25-minute cycles of writing. And it's tough because I'm learning new things. I'm overloading my brain. And I know I can't do it for that long a period of time. I've usually have about 2, maybe 3 25-minute cycles in, and then I need to let go of it. Oftentimes, we struggle when we're starting something new. It's unpleasant. It's undesirable. We don't feel good in this planning phase. We often feel the doubt comes in, right? I'm not good enough to be doing this. So it might be the beginning of a book, right? When you're starting to write a book or a project, or how about a new business plan? Last night, we were with some friends of ours, and we were drinking champagne to toast the incorporation of my friend's new business. And we were talking about being entrepreneurs. And we were talking about so many of the cul-de-sacs that we often get stuck in starting a new business or at the beginning phase of a business. And what we talked about a lot was overthinking it. Over-planning, overthinking, and not recognizing that there's going to be a struggle phase. There's going to be struggle every day, actually. And so to recognize when you're in struggle and actually just name it. Wow, I'm in struggle right now. What can I do? What should I do? This gives you the power to either stay in it for a little bit more or to move into the next phase, which is release. So I just want to emphasize that when you recognize you're in struggle phase, like I do every morning now writing this new article on neuroception and interoceptive awareness and the nervous system and our physiology, a little bit above my pay grade in some respects to be writing about this, but I'm going to go for it. But I'm struggling with it. So I recognize every morning I'm going to head right into struggle phase. So if you can recognize that you're in struggle phase in some area, then you can make a choice. Okay, I can stay with it for 25 more minutes, or you know what? I need to let it go for today. I need to release it. I need to release the article. I need to release the planning. I need to let go of the brain drain here, because in struggle, we are draining our brain. Right? It eats up energy. It uses up fuel. We can't sustain it for a long period of time. And it's why most of us don't just release the struggle. We actually turn off the whole flow cycle and we just go and binge watch or, open up the bottle or do something that's going to numb our system. So here is the interrupt. in release phase. We let go of the struggle and we go for a walk, or we take a nap, or we garden, or we do something that is going to allow all the stress hormones that have built up, right, that have flooded our system to flood out. So think about that walk or that nap or the meditation or the pause or even just, you know, delightful reading. That allows us to release the struggle. Watching TV doesn't do it. It actually changes our brainwaves, right? Obviously, alcohol doesn't really do it. It dulls our senses. Surfing the web or surfing social media doesn't do it. That is not release. That's numbing. So releasing effectively, how do we do that? How do you do that? What are your go-to ways to release effectively? Sometimes for me, honestly, it's cleaning. And you may relate to that. Sometimes my release is just, you know, doing a menial task that makes my home more beautiful and more minimal, right? That kind of clears the slate for me. Cleaning countertops. Oh my gosh, there's just something very cathartic about cleaning countertops and getting in those nooks and crannies that you don't often get into. It's a release and a relaxation. So back to Herbert Benson, that relaxation response. We're able to shift from that high energy, high intensity to a more rested and relaxed state of being. So we go from struggle to release. Now, what happens? Once we've flooded our system of the stress hormones, now we shift into flow. Now we have the opportunity, we've made the space, we've created the environment, internal environment for the neurotransmitters, the feel-good stuff, to flood back in. Those feel-good neurotransmitters are the dopamine and the endorphins and the serotonin and the others that help us to feel lighter, more connected, more open to learning, to creating, to risk-taking, to connecting. Now we shift into flow. So we went from struggle to release, and I'm not putting time limits on any of this because it's really going to be different for every one of us depending on the circumstances. So if you can, try to let go, literally let go of having it be any certain period of time and just allow yourself to play and explore and experiment. So now we shift into flow. In flow, we tune back in. We tune back in perhaps to the article. We tune back into the planning phase with a lighter, brighter mind. And this is what I talk about in my book, On the Verge, that natural state of clarity, brightness, and openness. That's flow. That way of being in the moment where we are fully focused, yet at ease and calm, right? Where we're clear and alert and calm and at ease, where action and awareness merge, where we drop into the now with whatever it is we're doing. We drop back in. The inner critic goes quiet. The doubt from the struggle phase is gone. And we're just playing like a child with possibilities and connections in a whole new way. We are creating in an entirely new way. That is peak performance. That is optimal. We feel great because we've got this flood of neurochemicals in our body. Our mind has quieted down. We're not living in the frustration or the doubt or the fear that overcame us in the struggle phase. So that release is so important for us to go back in with a beginner's mind. Oh, this is such great stuff, and it can be applied everywhere, guys. It can be applied in so many areas of your life, from your hobby to your work to your relationships, right? This is real. The struggle is real. The release is necessary. The flow happens. We access it. We drop into it. We don't make flow happen. We create the conditions for us to access it. This is what I say over and over and over again. So now, super important last phase. And I've just got to take a moment here to stretch my leg out because, as you know, I sit in my closet as I record this, and if I sit in a position too long, my toes go numb. Just a little side note, in case you're wondering. All right, so the last and very important phase that most people, including myself, ignore, don't think it's important, not necessary, is recovery. Recovery is essential. After flow, we need to recover. We need to let ourselves be a little different than release. Because recovery is deep. It's a deep and oftentimes an unpleasant experience. It's the hangover. It's the flow hangover. So you just had this great writing session, this great workout, this great meeting and collective flow experience with your team. Well, this great time just reading a novel where you got yourself completely immersed. And now it's that hangover, it's the aftermath. And it could bring up some unpleasant emotions like, wow, I don't feel superhuman anymore. Wow, you know, I don't feel like, I feel like I've lost that creative edge I just had. Or I feel like I'm not in my body as much, or just feeling, you know, hungover. We all know, well, probably most of us know what it feels like to be hungover. And oftentimes we ignore this need to actually give ourselves recovery time, because what happens is that we need to build ourselves back up. In flow, we deplete stuff. We deplete serotonin. We deplete some hormones. We deplete ourselves, and we need to just build ourselves back up. And so if we don't take the time to recover well, and it could be like a day away from the article, it could be time away from whatever experience just made you so high. You know, in physical workouts, we need a day or two of rest before we go back into the heavy lifting. Otherwise, we're going to eventually injure ourselves. And it's the same thing emotionally and mentally, for that matter. So we need grit, actually, to recover effectively. Notice that next time. Just notice the next time after a flow experience. When are you ready to jump back into the struggle? When are you ready to jump back in to the planning phase, to that challenging project with your team? Oftentimes you need the time away. So once again, the flow cycle, simple. Struggle gracefully. When we struggle gracefully, we just recognize, crap, I'm in struggle mode. My husband and I will often say this, you know, when we're fighting, actually. You know, we are in a tense situation because we work together, we run a business together, we're planning our next businesses together. And so often we find ourselves struggling at odds. And you know, oftentimes it's not until the end of the struggle where we're starting to release it that we recognize, crap, there we were in struggle. We were just in struggle. All right, let's just let this go. We'll come back to it. And we come back to it. Holy crap. We come back to it with amazing insight. Like, oh my God, why didn't we see this before? We need to just step away from it to come back into it. So struggle, release, the flow, we access the flow, the clarity, the innovation, the creativity. And then we need to recover. We need to let it go. We can't just drive ourselves back into struggle unless we've recovered and recovered well. You feel like you've got the energy again to step back in. So I hope this is helpful. Again, this is a deeper dive into mastering flow, mastering state experience, choosing your state instead of letting the world choose it for you. This is it, guys. You know, to be truly empowered in life, we have to be able to sit in the driver's seat of our own states of being, mental, emotional, physical states of being. And so what does that mean for you? So check it out. Check out the show notes. I'm going to put a bunch of stuff in there for you to geek out even more. And let me know how this lands for you. This is deeper stuff than I normally go into, but I want to go into it because some of you are asking for it. So, hey, let's just level up, dive in a little bit deeper, get into the science, get into our state experience, and rock it. Right? Let's all access flow on a daily basis, because when we live in our optimal state of well-being and performance, we not only feel better and perform better individually, but we step into the world so much more available to serve others and to help others up-level their own game. Thank you so much for joining. As always, keep in touch, carabradley.net, right there. I am here for you, ready to engage. Until next time, my friends, go out there and shine.